You know, there's a special mojo that's felt during those moments when human beings genuinely share who they are. When you see a songwriter who deeply believes and has lived the words that they're singing, it's the kind of magic that hushes a noisy room or sends shivers down your spine. I'm here to explore just that. What is it exactly that makes that kind of magic moment happen? Greetings, folks. My name is Michael Averill, and this is the Write Songs You Love podcast.
All right. So we are back, and it is a very special time of year. It is the week right before Halloween. And those of you who have been listening for a long while now know that in and around this time, death makes their way into my studio here, and we end up spending a little bit of time recording and producing music. And it's just been such a joy over the last few years to do this. And as part of death being around in the neighborhood, I usually ask if they're down for coming on and sharing a little bit about their latest musical projects and what it's like now over a few years exploring their musical path, and maybe get into some stuff about their songwriting process and songwriters that they choose to honor from time to time. In the last little while, Death has actually been covering some other artists that resonate with them and what they're about. And that's another scenario that we're going to get into today. But, you know, Death always has a very specific and amazing way of making super cool entrances. And I'll just, let me see if I can wave Death down. Death's just walking around outside with Pippin here. Hey, Death. Hey, we're good. You ready? All right, here they come.
Why, hello, Michael.
Death, what's up? Good to see you again. How have you been?
Oh, you know, any day above ground or below ground is a good day.
Well, you would know, so I'll take your word for that. It's great to have you back here, and it was very exciting to work on a brand new song with you again. And wondering if you just want to jump into things and tell us about that tune, and we can play it. And then we've got, as we do in other years, a whole bunch of questions that some amazing songwriters from the community here have contributed to ask you. So if you're down for that kind of a flow today, does that sound good to you?
That sounds perfect.
Beauty. Okay. So why don't we kick off with the song that you chose to record this year, because it's super special to me that you've chosen to do the one that you did, but I'd love to hear you tell a little bit about the story.
Yes, well, I've thoroughly enjoyed listening to the music of your father, Gary Averill, and the songs that you recorded recently have been lovely to hear. Your dad and I spent some time together jamming up in the ethers, and he was actually a big reason of why I started picking up the cello and expressing myself in music. He was very encouraging, and I felt a particular song of his would be worth honoring.
That's so cool. And I know the song, but I'm curious how you felt about the song that he wrote, because it's about you.
Indeed it is. Or at least it was his perception of me when he wrote it. We had a chat afterwards and said a few things straight, but I wanted to make sure that his version remained intact and just the way it was in its glorious form. It's called The Stranger.
All right. Well, here we go.
If you shiver when you see the lightning striking, you Shudder when you hear the thunder roar. Beware the stranger stealing through the shadows, as silently he slouches towards his solitary shore. Once lost among the darkness and the shadows. His eyes are old and cold beneath his brow, and he motions as he watches from the moonlight. And he slowly speaks a single word, and that single word is now. You heard him shout in the stillness of the morning. You heard him scream when the evening silence roars. And you try to tell yourself that he's not waiting, till someday there's a sound that says he's standing by your door. When it's time to die, you die alone. But like a lot of things you hear, it's not that simple. There's lots of life and dying between death and being born. So if you shiver when you see the lightning striking, if you shudder when you hear the thunder, where the stranger stealing through the shadows, as silently he slouches towards his solitary shore. Once more.
Super cool. I gotta tell you, this would have been probably 15... more than that, almost 20 years ago, my dad, when he saw that I was becoming more interested in recording, bought me a 8-track Zoom recorder device. And then as I was exploring that, I ended up recording him for a few songs as my first client. And he brought this song in, and I'd never heard him sing it before or share it. And it was just such a different song than I'd heard him sing. And when I was thinking about the songs to include on my dad's songs album, I didn't put this one in there because it had such a different feeling from the others, and it felt like very separate from the story that was going on there, that I didn't include it. So to hear that you wanted to take it on and felt like it would be great for Halloween, just filled my heart with joy. So it was an honor to hear you do it and put your spin on things, and it was just such a blast, so thank you.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed just as much as I did.
Well, I find it interesting, and I was kind of curious about the lyrics in this, because it talks about, you know, how you kind of slither around and silently, you know, just meander from place to place, and that you can kind of show up and startle people. Is that true? Is that how about you go doing your day-to-day work?
You know, I don't really have feet, so a lot of people don't really hear me coming. I have a very soft presence and approach, so when I'm there in the room with you, it's kind of a surprise. And I thought maybe at some point I would invest in a pair of shoes that has a particular sound that lets people know I'm coming, but I don't know if that would create too much anxiety, so I'm up in the air. But for now, people are usually startled to see me.
Okay. Well, when you get a pair of shoes, maybe next year we'll hear what those might sound like. So let's jump into some questions. I'm going to go right at it, right at the bat here. The first question that I actually had come in is from Satoshi. And Satoshi is asking, how is Death's sex life?
Well, that's quite personal. But in all honesty, I lack the physical parts for any of that. But I do get asked to dance a lot. And over the eons of existence, I learned how to get my boogie on.
I'm sure. So Diane has a follow-up question here. Not about that. This is just the second question that came in. I have a question for Death. What do you do for fun, and who, if anyone, do you hang out with on your spare time, you know, while you're not doing the dying stuff?
Yeah. Trying new things. At the moment, I'm attempting to learn how to whistle, but it's quite challenging without lips. But I'll do my best demonstration. Yeah, it's providing more of a challenge, but the challenge is what's fun. As for who I hang out with, lately, I spend a lot of time with life, love, desire, fear, even taxes. You'd be surprised how mischievous taxes can be, especially at a party.
I can only imagine. Okay, so we got Mike Wheeler is asking, do you reap what you sow?
Well, sowing is actually a new skill I have picked up recently, which has become quite useful. You know, my long flowing gown often gets caught in cracks and crevices, and quite often I wind up with tears, and it's very, very convenient to be able to sew what I rip.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I never thought of that before. That's awesome that you can do your own hemming and seam work and patchwork. So happy to know that you're getting skills that are in your day-to-day that, you know, make you feel like you can carry on. All right, so we've got Iris up next. Iris has a couple of questions here. The first one is, how do we know if the dead are trying to reach us?
Keep your senses and your eyes open for multiple strange occurrences, at least to your senses. The dimensional rift between the living world and the soul realm is a bit thick, and messages get a bit distorted along the way. I actually thought I heard messages from the other side when we went out for lunch the other day, but it was just a drive-through monitor in need of repair.
Well, I'll never look at those kind of drive-through situations the same way again. All right, her follow-up question. And how do you raise a child who lost their father too young?
Don't be afraid to lean on your community for support. Father figure-like presences will wander in and out of your lives and may come in the forms of teachers, mentors, or in the most unlikely of places. But in your case, you're a courageous and strong mother, and that no doubt will be passed on.
I agree. I met Iris a long time ago when I was traveling and touring and playing music, and she is definitely one of the strongest
people I know, and her kids are lucky, very lucky to have her. Okay, so we have Dana next. Dana is asking, who designed your outfit? And would you ever consider a wardrobe change?
When I showed up for the job, I was naked to the bone. And that's just how I existed. My interviewer said I couldn't show up to work like that, so I immediately went to the lunchroom and grabbed the black tablecloth, and it just kind of stuck. Dana, you're right though. A wardrobe change may be a good thing. Billions and billions of years of the same style does get a little old, so perhaps I'll shake it up a bit, you know, for kicks.
Well, I'm curious to see what that might look like. So Dana's got a few more questions here. She says, do you ever take vacations? And if so, where?
Not really. If I took a vacation, the buildup of souls that would need shuttling would be so big. It would clog the great soul chute. I do get moments from time to time to enjoy a little bit of peace. And when I do, I play Wordle.
Well, that's good. You got to keep the mind active, right?
Always.
Okay. Well, Dana's final question. Do you ever get mistaken for the Grim Reaper at costume parties?
It is a bit confusing, and not on my part. I blame it on the English. Around the 15th century, they decided to start calling me the Grim Reaper, and depicting me with human skeleton and a scythe and my lunchroom cloak with my hood. So, it's the exact same thing, which sometimes I just nod and say, yes, I am the Grim Reaper. But I will also say, yes, I am death, which is easier than having to always explain myself.
That's fair. That's so interesting. I'll have to look more into why they started giving you that name, but I'll move on to the next question here. So Amber is asking if, ironically, if death had another name, what would it be?
Well, like we just said, the Grim Reaper has been the most popular one. But it's a funny name, and sometimes people misspell it and mispronounce it. I've had the Grime Ripper. I've had Grim Reaper. And it's just embarrassing. Death is a lot easier to say, but if I had a choice, Big D would be nice.
All right, I'll remember that, Big D. So Dan is asking here, does death get benefits and a pension? I've always wondered.
Benefits, yes. I get the benefit of the doubt. As for pension, that is a peculiar practice among human beings and only exists because of the existence in your realm of money. Currency of that nature isn't required in the majority of other realms of existence. Essentially, the universe, which is why you hear it used in the phrase universal basic income. One day, humans will catch up to that too.
Okay, well, that's fascinating. Never thought of it that way. We've got Justina. Justina is up next. Is asking, is there life after death? And if so, what does death do there?
Well, life itself is an entity. And we hang out all the time. We play chess. We make bets on what people are going to do with their lives. We play mini golf, macro golf, it really is a lovely time.
Well, I didn't know you loved playing mini golf. There's a great couple of places around here we should definitely go play sometime. So, Roberta is asking a few questions here. It says, Death, do you read books? What are one or some of your favorite books or movies? And if you could write your own book, what might it be about? So she has a few more too, but we'll start there.
I don't necessarily have to read books or watch movies. When beings on Earth decide to write or create, I am aware of it instantaneously. It's a product of being constantly plugged into human thought and consciousness. And I might add, I'm very close friends with creativity. We even finger paint on Thursday evenings. As for a book, writing a book could be interesting. Perhaps after a few more years of pursuing my music career, I will have something worth sharing and reflecting on.
Yeah. Well, I'd be fascinated to take that in whenever that comes, if that comes, but super cool to hear how you just know. It's like you've got that instant access to that kind of level of creativity all the time. Super cool. So, this is a follow-up one from Roberta. Is it scary where you are? And where do you go after Halloween? What is your typical day like? And that's it. There, yeah. Okay, go for it.
It's not scary to me where I am. I get to spend time with all sorts of beings from many forms of existence. And it's a very welcoming realm to be in. Beings are usually more afraid of me than the other way around. And it's sometimes a lot of work trying to prove that I'm not a villain. It's hard to change people's minds when they've narrowly thought one way about someone for a long time. But it can be done with patience and care. That's something love taught me. But after Halloween, I am always around. And a typical day can include accompanying roughly 166,000 souls to where they need to go. It's a lot of appointments for my Google Calendar to hold, but they get done.
Wow. That's wild to imagine that there's over 166,000 people dying every single day.
Roughly.
Well, you must have some similar, characteristics or abilities to Santa Claus to be able to pull off that kind of speed in a day.
Where do you think he learned it from?
Okay. That's epic. All right. Well, that changes everything. So very cool to learn about. So, as we wrap up here, just want to say thank you to everybody for submitting questions. As always, every year when we get this chance to sit down and I can pass these along, it's such a treat. And I love hearing the questions and the answers that come back. So thank you, Death, for answering those and taking the time.
Oh, my very deep pleasure. You know, I look forward to these questions and appreciate them because among human beings, I am not something easily talked about. So year after year when I come back, I notice that the conversation is getting deeper, it's getting more casual, which in my mind is a healthier way to interact with me, because I am here as an inevitable experience for human beings. And not just humans, all living entities around the various realms. And the easier you can talk about me or with me, the much more joy and liveliness and lack of anxiety you can live your lives with. So it's an honor.
Amazing. Well, thank you. And something, I guess, as a final note to go out on, you have some performances coming up here in Kelowna, BC, Western Canada, which is very exciting. So if you want to tell us a little bit about that and where people might be able to go see you if they are in town.
Yes, this Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. at Jocko's Lounge at the Vibrant Vine Winery, I will be performing with some local friends who have made their presence known and expressed interest in jamming with me. So that'll be a one-of-a-kind experience. Tuesday, October 31st, also known as Halloween, I will be playing a lunchtime set at 12 p.m. at the Revelry. We're calling it Lunch with Death. And then that evening at 7 p.m. with a few other songwriters, one who even asked a question today, at Redbird Brewing, the Three Little Birds Songwriters Showcase. It will be my first singer-songwriter experience in the round, and I can't tell you how excited I am to be able to play with other songwriters in real time.
That's awesome. What a neat variety of stuff you got going on. So yeah, look forward to it. If anyone's listening here that wants to take those shows in person, you can. If you want to listen to Songs by Death music, it's on Bandcamp, it's on Spotify, all those places, you can hear it there. And there's going to be the new one that you heard, The Stranger, coming out on Halloween Day. So look for that. And we'll leave you with one of my favorites of Songs by Death is Black Cats. So hope you have a fun weekend, whatever you're doing. If you're doing Halloween activities or trying to write some songs about Halloween, there's a one song challenge group that I have going on right now that I just gave a really fun challenge to that has to do with taking an old or familiar Halloween tale and putting a bit of a different spin on it. So if that's something you feel like doing or something else around Halloween, I always find Halloween songs, they've really kind of stuck in time. There's like a big boom of Halloween songs from a certain period, and very rare do other ones kind of make it through. So I think we're definitely as a whole in need of more Halloween songs. So if you want to take a challenge and write a new Halloween song, whatever you think needs to be out there, then I strongly encourage you because it's a lot of fun. And why not now when all the mojo is happening? So unleash that creativity. You know, if you need some support from death, you can just, anytime you think creatively, just know that death is there supporting you and your creativity. And maybe that will make you feel better and write easier. So that is the challenge I give to you. I'm going to leave you with Black Cats by Songs by Death. And I hope you have a wonderful Halloween. Take care, and we'll catch you next time.
Black cats get a bad rap, and black cats, they don't like that. They've been singled out for centuries by superstitious mysteries simply for the color of their fur. Yet somehow these little cats endure. Well, black cats appreciate a good scratch, and black cats are entitled to that. Hunted against their wishes, 'cause they're besties with the witches, which are women of intelligence and know-how, both of which deserve to freely growl. Meow, 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 meow thought to be full of dark magic, which in hindsight is quite tragic, cause we very well may not have had the plague. If black cats were left unto their ways. Black cats are boundless, sources of love. Loyalty runs deep in their blood. But if you're not careful with a black cat, a black cat will scratch back. There's no wrath worse than a kitten's armed with furry murder mittens. So don't gamble with or trifle with their trust. Cause a black cat will end you if it must. Yes, a black cat will end you if it must. So shower all the black cats with love.